How are you guys? You guys sound like you're asleep. Are you awake? Yeah? All right. So, how many of you guys have ever ridden in a car before? Do you ride in cars places? Have you ever been a backseat driver? Do you know what that means? What's a backseat driver? Telling people what to do while they're driving. My backseat driver is standing here with me. He tells me all the time that I'm going the wrong way. And he tells me when I see one of these, what's this? That's a stop sign. What does that mean? That we stop, right? And why do we have stop signs? Why do we have them? To be safe. If everybody could just drive all over the place, what would happen? We would crash, and then somebody might get hurt, right? So are there rules in the world? Yes, there are rules, and we're supposed to do what? Follow the rules. Do you always follow the rules? No, we don't always follow the rules. And so when we don't follow the rules, what do we have to do? Do you ever have to say, I'm sorry? Why do you do that? Why do we say we're sorry? Is it enough to say we're sorry? If you whack your brother, is it enough to just say you're sorry? If you whack your sister, is it enough to just say you're sorry? What about if you don't turn in your schoolwork? Is it enough to just tell the teacher you're sorry? Does that fix it? What do you have to do? What got to do? You got to redo your homework, right? So you got to fix it, right? So there was a word in what Pastor just read called repent. Do you know what repent means? No, that's a big word, and it's not a word. Do your mom and dad ever tell you to repent? Probably not. But really what it means is to say you're sorry and then change what you did. Is it enough to just roll through a stop sign? Or should we stop and then turn? Stop and then turn. Because if we break the rules, somebody might get hurt. The same thing is with anything in life that's a sin. We need to stop what we're doing, and we need to turn away from it and change our behavior. I bet your moms and dads have said change your behavior or change your attitude before. Have you ever heard that? Change your attitude? Yeah, I've heard that before too. And so when you see a stop sign, I want you to think about the fact that God calls us to stop and to change our behavior, change our attitude, and do something different. Because should I whack Harry and say I'm sorry and then whack him again? No. Because when we say we're sorry, we're really saying I'm going to change what I do, right? I'm not going to keep doing that same thing. Do you sometimes forget and still do the same thing? Yeah, we're human. We all make mistakes. And so God gives us lots of chances, doesn't he? Do moms and dads give us lots of chances? Yeah. Do they still love us even when we whack our siblings? Yeah, they still love us even though. But they still want us to change our behavior. That's right. So can we close in a prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, please help us to want to go the way you want us to go. Help us to remember always that you know the right way and you won't steer us wrong. Be with us this day and in the days to come. In your heavenly name, amen. Remember the stop sign.